give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and I always look forward to the midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We get underway at 6:30 on Wednesday nights. We have Patch the Pirate Clubs that meet for the little ones. We have a fully staffed nursery, and then the rest of us are in the auditorium for a marvelous, marvelous midweek service. We have great singing. We have a missionary letter that gets read every Wednesday night. We have a prayer guide we hand out to everyone, and we look over the prayer request, and a man comes and leads us in prayer. And then we study God's Word, and we're studying the gifts of the Spirit. And I hope you can join us 6:30 tonight for our midweek service. Our Spanish church meets also on Wednesday night, and they get underway at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. And so we invite you out to be with us. Now, if your Bible's nearby, we started yesterday talking about being a Berean Christian. And I hope you can go back and pick up that broadcast, because we're going to continue the lesson we started yesterday today and finish it up. But it's from Acts 17, Acts 17 in verses 11 and 12. Paul had to get out of Thessalonica because of some problems there and some people that stirred up some difficulty for him. And he goes to Berea. And it says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. So these were the Bereans. And notice we said yesterday, they received the word, and they received it with all readiness of mind. They were eager. They were anticipating receiving the word of God. And then we talked about how they not only received the word, they researched the word. They researched it. They searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. They wanted to make sure. They didn't even take Paul's word for it. Hey, don't take my word for it. Make sure that's the Bible. Make sure it's what God says. They didn't just want to hear what Paul said. They want to hear what the Lord said. Thus saith the Lord. Thank God he's given us his words. God didn't just inspire the word and then left it up to man to give us some of his word or the thoughts of his words. No, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Not my thoughts, not the truth, but his words. So God has preserved his words. The Bible says, thou shalt keep them, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. What preserve what? His words, plural. Not just his word, but his words. And so we believe we have the words of God in our Bible today, in our King James Bible, okay? So they received the word, and then they researched the word. They searched the scriptures. And then notice number three, they responded to the word. Verse 12 says, therefore many of them believed. Also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. Oh, they received the word. They were of a ready mind. They researched the word because they regarded the truth. But then they responded to the word because they knew it was the revelation of God. The end of their research of the word was a response. Many of them believed. It was because they searched the scriptures that they responded. And listen, it wasn't that just a few. It was many. Many believed. The Bereans responded to the word because they received the revelation of God as they searched the scriptures daily. In other words, they responded because they were devoted to living out what they learned. God doesn't bless you for the Bible you know. He blesses you for the Bible you live. The Bereans not only wanted to hear from God, they wanted to live for God. You read the Bible so you can obey the Bible. You study the scripture so you can live out the scripture. So many people today seem to want to hear from God before they decide whether they're going to obey what they hear. But you're not going to hear, my friend, until you're willing to obey. You see, there's a moral element involved whenever we hear the truth. Remember, I mentioned yesterday, Jesus would say often, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Not everyone's serious about hearing, because not everyone is serious about obeying what they hear. Over in John chapter 7 and verse number 17, the Lord Jesus said this, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Notice, willing to do his will comes before you even know the doctrine or know the Bible teaching. So you have to be willing to do God's will in order to have discernment to hear from God. That's the moral element involved in hearing the truth of God. A man came up to me one time after a service and told me he knows what God wants him to do in a certain situation. He just doesn't know if he should do it. Well, after listening to that, I said, "Friend, if you know what God wants you to do, then you have to do it. If you don't do it, you're disobeying him." Listen, it's not rocket science, my friend. It's not difficult for us to figure out. The more difficult matter is it our will or is it his will? Am I willing to forget my will and do his will and do what he says? Are you willing to do his will once he reveals it to you? Will you trust and obey? For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's the real question, isn't it? Let's be Bereans. Let's receive the word because we have a ready mind. Let's research the word because we have a high regard for the truth. And let's finally, and maybe most importantly, let's respond to the word. Let's not just be hearers of the word. Let's be doers of the word because we have the revelation from God and we want to obey him. Here's another way. Listen, get the Bible into our head, but we also need to get the Bible into our heart. And once it's in our heart, it will get lived out through our life. That's exactly what the Bereans did. Guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Everything stems from the heart of man. And so we can get the Bible in our head, but we need it to reside in our heart. And we continue in the word until it gets into our heart, and then we live it out in our daily lives through our actions. Information about the Bible in our head is not enough. Oh, we go to the prisons. I mentioned it the other day. And listen, there are prisoners in there who can quote the Bible to me, but they're in prison, and they've done wrong, and some have 3 numbers and 4 numbers already. See, the word's in their head, it's not in their heart. Now, the starting point is okay to get in your head, but you got to ask God. The psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And yeah, listen, just memorizing the word will put it in your head. It's meditation that'll put it in your heart. Meditating on the word of God, studying the word of God, searching the scriptures, that the Bible isn't just a textbook to be studied. It's what God will use to change your heart and your life. The Bible will transform your life. It's a living, breathing book, and it'll change your life. So God gave us the Bible because he wants us to live it out. The Bible is a book to be obeyed. It's a book to be lived out. Let's determine to live what you know to be true. No matter the consequences, no matter the pain, no matter how difficult it is, let's just ask God to help us live the Bible we know. Now, God, is he asking you to do something today? Maybe God's using his word to get your attention. Maybe you're to stop something you've been doing. Or maybe you're to start doing something you are not doing. Why don't you ask God to put his word in your heart so you can obey him? Someone said, and aptly so and rightly so, God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to leave you the way you are. He desires that we be like Jesus. God doesn't want us to stay the way we are. He's in the business of changing lives, and he uses his word to do that. One night about 50 years ago, a young man was experiencing some doubts about the Bible. He cried out to God in prayer and said, "Oh God, I don't understand it all, but I'm willing to believe it, I'm willing to obey it." And later that man would write, "I discovered the secret that changed my ministry. I stopped trying to prove that the Bible was true. I had settled it in my heart that it was, and this faith was conveyed to those I preached to. Over and over again, I found myself saying, 'The Bible says.' I felt as though I was merely a voice to which the Holy Spirit was speaking. I found the Bible became a flame in my hands. That flame melted away unbelief in the hearts of people and moved them to decide for Christ. The word became like a hammer, breaking up stony hearts and shaping them into the likeness of God. And Billy Graham's ministry was changed by his belief in the word of God." Are you willing to obey it? Either you believe the Bible is the Word of God or you don't. I believe it is. Our church believes the Bible is the Word of God. That's why the Bible has a high position around here. That's why we have Sunday school and we teach the Bible. That's why we have Wednesday nights and we teach the Bible. That's why every Sunday morning and Sunday night we preach the Bible. That's why the Wednesday night children's clubs preach the Bible. That's why a youth ministry has the Bible. That's why we have Sunday school teachers. That's why we have Bridge to Recovery. That's why we have the RU ministry. That's why we're called Bible Baptist Church. That's why we do everything we do. We've decided the Bible is the Word of God, and we are going to stand upon it. Hey, will you decide today to be a Berean Christian? These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Will you receive the word with eagerness and do whatever it takes to get it in your head? Then will you research the word consistently, faithfully, daily, and get it into your heart? And then will you respond to the word with obedience and live it out in your daily life? If so, you'll be a Berean Christian. I don't know about you, but that's what I want to be. I want to be a Berean Christian. I hope you do as well. Well, that's our lesson for today. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Thank you for those of you who contact us from time to time. We love hearing from the radio listeners. Thank you for those of you who pray for the broadcast, and thank you for those who can support the broadcast from time to time. You can do so through our website. There's a donate button there, bbcgrovecity.org, or you can also send us a check in the mail to Bible Baptist Church, 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. And we appreciate so much those of you who support us and pray for us. And again, you can get these broadcasts as a podcast on both iTunes, not iTunes, it's Apple Podcasts now, and also iHeartRadio. Podcast. And then, of course, they're on our website as well as on YouTube, just the audio, of course. And you can get that at Bible Baptist Church of Grove City on YouTube. Okay? And if we can be a help to you at all, we'd love to hear from you. Just send me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can give us a phone call, 614-875-2190. And we'd love to hear from you as our radio listeners. And then we'll see some of you at church tonight. Look forward to a great midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. And then, Lord willing, tomorrow I want to talk to you a little bit about a child of God. A child of God. Sometimes people say, well, you know, we're all God's children. Is that true? Is that really in the Bible? We'll talk about that tomorrow. And let me just help you. We're not all God's children. We are all God's creation, but we're not all God's children until we place our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Okay? Hey, I want you to have a wonderful Wednesday. I sure appreciate you listening to the broadcast today. I'm looking forward to a wonderful church service tonight, and then we'll be back together on the radio tomorrow. All right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.